producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Continuing our coverage from the floor of the Silver Summit and Resource Expo here in San Francisco. I am sitting down right now with Mr. David Morgan of the silver-investor.com. I think everybody on our website knows who David is. So, David, thank you for joining us.
Corey, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
David, let's start off by talking about silver. This week, silver did drop, I believe, to a new low, or at least broke that low level at around 1411 that it was. Now it's trending right around that level. I have to say, there's not a whole lot of strength right now in silver, but that being said, it's also not completely dropping out of bed.
Yeah, it's a really interesting situation, Corey. As you know, we had a pretty good tightness in the retail market very recently. In fact, on a conservative analysis, I said it was about a 5 million ounce backlog. Government mints couldn't keep up with it, private mints, refiners, everybody is backlogged. And of course, that has subsided now. When it subsided, and I thought there was a good chance that it would, I expected silver to drop off from about the $16 level to perhaps $15. Did not anticipate a six-year low. Did not anticipate the $14 level being tested for the third time. So far, to the best of my knowledge, I haven't looked at the price today. It's held that. But what we've seen in the metals over the last few years is that the trading has taken place in the paper markets to all-time lows on the last trading day of the year. And so knowing that now, I think we're going to see the same type of pressure take place in both gold and silver. So at this point in time, around Thanksgiving, I expect to see this next month be dull for the metals and probably take silver down and gold down. Narell Rubini is probably going to be proven correct, $1,000 gold in 2015. And unfortunately, I don't really want to say it, but I have to. Probably see sub $14 silver by the end of this year.
I have to say, David, unfortunately, I do agree with pretty much those assessments. And you know what? Whether we get to the exact just under $14 or the exact $1,000, at this point, what does it really matter? A couple percent here and there. The fact of the matter is these metals are very beat up, and I think that has something to do with what's going on in the global environment right now. We're seeing China continue to slow down, at least from the data points that we're seeing, and Europe is just a basket case of issues. What do you think is the main dragger, and where do you just see the global environment taking us in the next, well, into 2016?
Well, it's interesting is, you know, Frank Holmes talks about the love trade or the fear trade. And I think that's really a good way to look at it from a top view. A lot of metals buyers buy metal because they are fearful that there could be a currency crisis, there could be some government problem, there could be a war outbreak. I mean, there's all of these negative things that could take place. And a lot of people look at it as insurance. Others look at it on a more, let's say, positive basis, especially on the silver side, because it's such a technological metal. If you have a very booming economy, everybody's got two flat screen TVs. They've got one in their bathroom, for crying out loud. So that type of thing. So it swings both ways, and you can make an argument for good times or bad times. There's a reason to buy the precious metals. Having said that, the fundamentals, to me, look like they favor the fear side tremendously, and yet you really don't see that reflected in the price. But if you look at the offtake, it suggests strongly that there's super demand for both the metals. You look at what China, and particularly India, has done in the silver space, and they're buying silver for primarily technological reasons, some for investment purposes, but India primarily for their solar build-out. And yet the price is here hitting the six-year low. On the gold side, you see a relentless demand for silver coming out of China and India. And the BRICS, generally speaking, I mean, Russia's in there buying as well. So it really doesn't make sense to most objective observers with that kind of demand, you see this kind of price. But regardless, it is what it is. And how we got there, you could argue. I mean, you could argue the paper paradigm, which I do often. But to me, it's a value play at this point. And as you said, Corey, whether it gets to $1,000 or $962.20 or whatever it hits, now is the time to buy. If you don't have a position, if you want to average down, that would be okay by me. But primarily the idea is it's not going out of style, and things are cyclical.
That's one aspect that I think everybody does need to realize, is that the mining industry isn't just going to dry up and blow away. Yes, some companies will, but quite frankly, some of those companies, I would say the majority of those companies, need to dry up and blow away. So one of these aspects that we do touch on is that, absolutely, the price is controlled by the paper market. And there are these international factors and demand drivers that do, I think, provide some base for the metal. But when this does turn, how quickly do you think it could happen, considering we have, or we are in the middle of, what are we now, into the fifth year of a pretty brutal market?
That's a great question, and there's a couple ways to answer it. One is it depends what's going on at the time and the psychology of the market. Psychology plays a much bigger factor. And I didn't know this when I was younger. I thought, oh, I'm such a great math guy. You know, if I got the right PE, figured, you know, it's all math to me. No, it's mostly psychology. So if the idea is that, oh, my goodness, I've got to have gold or X is going to happen, you could see it jump. In other words, you could even see up limit days as an extreme example where there's gaps going up. I mean, this has happened in the past. I'm not predicting that. I'm just suggesting it depends on how scared the market gets or what the motivator is in the marketplace. And because of that, in a normal market, you have a lot of what's called overhead resistance. So there's a lot of people that bought silver, say $20 is a round number. Now we're at 14. So it gets up to 20, 21. These people are exhausted. They don't want silver. They bought too much. They don't like it. They think, you know, that my lectures are meaningless. Mike Maloney's full of it. You know, all this stuff. So they sell. And that's called overhead resistance. And that's a normal market. But we are in abnormal conditions. So what I lean toward is more of a projectile kind of an up move that no one really expects, comes out of nowhere, and it's highly motivated on external events such as, unfortunately, I'll say it, but terrorism, currency crisis, a big move in the bond market, stopping the stock exchange because the circuit breakers have to be pulled, some large brokerage house fudging their books and getting caught. I mean, any of these things can happen. I know they all sound negative, but that's the real world that we live in. Corey, you know it, and I know it, and most people that are in the metals know that. So it could be a stronger market to the upside than most people expect. Most people expect what I said earlier about a normal back and fill overhead resistance that has to be overcome over time and kind of grinding up. That's probably the most likely. But I wouldn't rule out this kind of rocket ship ride that all of a sudden takes out all non-believers very quickly, and to get what Jim Bynes used to refer to as the my-mys. My, how did silver get back up to 25 so fast? What did I miss? That's a possibility as well.
Let's quickly chat about currencies, because the U.S. dollar continues to move higher, knocks on that 100-point level on the index. How crucial is the dollar in your thought?
It's absolutely critical. Looking at John Exter's work, the upside-down pyramid, you're going to see the most cherished thing that you can own to be the U.S. dollar, which is what we're seeing right now, and that happens in spades, which, again, is happening right now, and that takes place and must take place before the run to gold, because the only thing that's going to take it from the U.S. dollar to the run to gold is a lack of faith in the dollar, and I don't see that happening for probably the next couple of years. But when it takes place and a break to the run to gold happens, there's no market, there's nothing that moves like the gold market. There's no market like a bull market in gold.
Absolutely, and the dollar has been on every investor's mind, I think, and rightfully so, because it has been moving up, and I think a lot of that is due to the weakness in the euro, simply because the dollar is so much priced in euro terms, or they are very compared in that sense in the dollar index. That being said, David, always enjoyed chatting with you. Everybody go check out the Morgan Report. Again, it is silver-investor.com. It's always enjoyable chatting. Thank you, David.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Coyle and Economics Report, I have on with me a company that we brought on and featured back during the Sprott Conference in July. The company is First Mining Finance. You can check out their stock at FF on the Venture Exchange. I'm joined right now by Patrick Donnelly, the president of First Mining Finance. Patrick, you guys have been busy in the last, well, number of months, but most recently, two deals that were closed on and announced earlier this week while we are at this show. First of all, the Gold Canyon acquisition and the Gold Rush acquisition. Let's first talk about Gold Canyon, who we were following there for a while earlier this year. They do have some ounces in the ground.
Thanks for having me on, Corey. And they do have a lot of ounces in the ground. I mean, there's only maybe a couple of juniors out there that have that many ounces. Most of those types of deposits, which have 5+ million ounces, are usually owned by the majors. So, you know, it's got 5 million ounces of gold plus quite a bit of silver. And I think most importantly, it's economic. It's economic in the current environment. You know, even $1,100 gold, it's economic because it is a Canadian asset in Northern Ontario. And, you know, with the Canadian dollar where it's at, if gold comes down, well, the Canadian dollar comes down and remains economic. So we're absolutely ecstatic that we have this asset, and it now officially becomes our flagship asset for this company.
Well, when we did first talk in July, you stated very clearly the goal of the company was to go out there and continue to acquire what you find are attractive properties using only really stock, not draining your treasury, any cash, really. And you've been able to follow through with this, which includes the Gold Canyon deal. Let's talk about the Gold Rush deal that is just announced on Tuesday.
Yeah, early on Tuesday morning, and Gold Rush, it's an interesting story. It's effectively a financing. The management of this company, they were focused in Africa, saw the writing on the wall in regards to the market appetite for equities and gold equities in West Africa, and had already pretty much wound down most of the company. They sold most of their core assets, and were sitting on a nice little treasury of over $3.5 million, and they still got another $1 million coming in over the next couple of years. We knew these guys, and they liked what we were doing. They like our chairman, Keith Neumeier, who founded First Quantum Minerals and founded First Majestic Silver. And so we started talking to them, and it's only like less than 4% dilution, and we're pulling in some cash, which we'll need. So it's a good deal for everybody. Gives their shareholders some upside, and it helps us get a little bit of cash, and allows us to move forward for to line up more acquisitions.
Well, I have to say, it seems like the narrative, especially at the last two shows I've been to, the New Orleans show and the show here in San Fran, is that a lot of companies out there, they aren't exploring, and a lot of people are saying, you know, we're looking at becoming more a project generator. We want to go out there and pick up these properties where we see value for pennies on the dollar. It
right.
Seems like First Mining Finance is the company that's out there that's actually doing that right now.
Well, we've always said we're going to be aggressive. You also got to remember, anybody can say that, oh, we're going to be a project generator, but you also got to remember the counterparty. If you want to take over a company, they got to do what's right for their shareholders, and they got to believe in what you're doing. They got to believe in your management. So, you know, when Keith and I go in and see these companies, they see what Keith has done. They see he's built $2 billion companies. They see that he's putting his own money into this game. He goes in and puts his own money into this company. Whenever the share price weakens, Keith comes in there and puts his own money in there. So, you know, you want to do what's best for your shareholders. So we come and talk to them. They know we're serious. They know we care about shareholder value. They know that we're not out here to, you know, milk the company. We're here to add value. We're here to grow the company. We're here to, and we look out for all the shareholders. So, you know, anybody can say they're a prospect generator. But, you know, when you also have to have a track record, especially in a very skeptical market. You have to show that you can get things done. And because we have that track record, it makes it the counterparties we deal with are more likely to deal with us.
One aspect that really impresses me with this company is when you dig deeper into, well, the share structure and the share price, you look at the market cap of this company for what is a fairly new company in a,
yes,
in a very beat-up market that,
yes,
is only, well, continuing to struggle. Your market cap is, well, where is it right now?
Oh, it's over 100 million Canadian now. I mean, we go out and we visit our shareholders. We got, you know, Haywood Securities got behind us. Eric Sprock got behind us. Rick Rule got behind us. Mary Katuza, Casey. All, we got good people behind us. And again, it's Keith and his track record. And I know I might sound like a broken record, but you know the people. You know, when you're looking, you know, you're looking at you know, the people that get things done. It's, you know, I put Keith with the Ross Beaties and the Lucas Lundines and I see, you know, I saw Rob McEwen around here. These are guys that add value and so, you know, yeah, we've grown this thing from zero. We got listed in April. We were in zero market cap, and here we are, well over 100 million market cap. And it's because, you know, we continue to add value and we're aggressive, and, you know, like I said, we put our own skin in the game and we got a following. So, you know, I've hired Darren Iwanaka to help me with the IR, and we've been all over the United States. We've been focusing on the retail. We've been all over Canada. We've been all over Europe, and we'll continue to talk to people. It's also interesting, you know, coming back to some of these companies we acquire, you know, I talk to their shareholders and they're absolutely ecstatic that we're coming in to take over their company because they want to participate in the upside. You know, they want a management team they can trust. And so that, I think that comes into the market cap, that there's a lot of goodwill out there and a lot of support for this management team and for our chairman.
Now, how many properties are in the portfolio for First Mining Finance?
Okay, so we started off with, I believe it was 18 assets, 17 in Mexico, 1 United States. And then we took out Hope Brook, or Coastal Gold, in July, and then we added Gold Canyon and PC Gold last week. So now we have 21 assets and over almost 8 million ounces of gold equivalent. So, you know, but the goal is to get to 40, 50 assets, so we're going to keep going. And I got more companies lined up.
So what can our audience and shareholders expect, say, in the next 6 months to a year? We're almost in 2016. What's the plan?
Well, we want to get the 10 million ounces early next year. I would say, you know, before the first quarter, we want to have 10 million ounces. Longer term, next year, 2 years, north of 10 million. Ultimately, we'd like to get the 20 million ounces within the next couple of years. You know, and these markets, you know, I've been doing this. I'm a geologist. I used to be an analyst. I've been doing this for over 20 years. You know, this bear market, it's severe. It's been pretty protracted. But the good news is it's not going to last forever. I do think we still have a couple more years. But when things turn around, they turn around hard. And therefore, and because of that, we'll be ready. And we're going to get a really good lift when things turn around. But like I said, it's going to be a couple of years.
Oh, fair enough, Patrick. I really find this company, what you and your team are doing here, is very beneficial, not only to the industry, but also shows that you're following through with what the plan is. And as beat up as this market is, I have to say I like this idea. I'm not saying that, you know, the stock will run or the market will run here in the next couple months, but when it does, you know, First Mining Finance will be right there with some pretty solid properties. So everybody go check out FF on the Venture Exchange. Patrick, always enjoy chatting with you.
Thanks, Corey.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Alrighty, welcome back. We are chatting with Roger Dumoulin White right now. Roger is the founder of Theralase. Interestingly enough, Theralase is a company that I continue to be invested in, and Doc is invested in it. Roger, you came out with a press release that I thought was very, very interesting. It basically had to do with your sales increases from your laser division. Revenue for the first 3 months this year, that would be ended, obviously, since it's for the third quarter, ended September 30th, increased 186% from $134,000 and changed to $383,000, if you round that one up using the term in change, almost $384,000 from the same period in 2014. What that shows me is you guys are not sitting on your hands. You're continuing on in terms of deploying the capital that you put together back in 2014 in a very, very effective manner. You want to elaborate on that for us?
Absolutely. It's in any process, manufacturing process, it takes time to deploy capital. So our aspect, when we put in our application for the TLC 2000 into Health Canada into February, our thought process was, you know, we'd be getting approval in and around second, third quarter. Obviously, that's taken longer. It's there's delays at Health Canada. But what we started to do was to ramp up our sales and marketing team. And waiting for those approvals, we put them on the street, and we started to market our existing technology. What's very impressive about those third quarter numbers is not only the 186% growth, but we did that over a very tough quarter. That's typically our lowest quarter. That includes July, August, and September. So typically in July and August, people aren't thinking about purchases. They're thinking about getting out to the beach or going up to the cottage. So typically that's our slowest time, and then I think it speaks a lot to the credibility of the sales and marketing team that they're able to generate that kind of growth through that summer period.
Roger, I have to say these numbers surprise me to the upside, because as I've been writing for a little while, is that a lot will depend when the TLC 2000 comes out and we get to see sales from that. But what you've proved here and managed to do, which I'm impressed with, is still drive sales even before the approval. And we will talk about the recent TLC 2000 approval, but just to get some clarification on these revenue numbers, are these sales of the older technology, or are these some sort of pre-sales?
No, these are all of the existing TLC 1000 technology. By law, we're not allowed to market or promote or to sell the TLC 2000 technology prior to any type of approval. So our hands are tied in that respect. So these sales that you see are strictly on the older technology, the 1000 technology. So it really speaks kudos to the team that they've been able to get out there, they've been able to hustle, they've been able to sell a more of an end-of-life product. And, you know, on the aspect that once we do get the state-of-the-art 2000 in their hands, they're going to really be able to rock.
Well, very impressive, Roger. Good to see that you were able to move some of the TLC 1000s before the TLC 2000 was approved. And now let's move over and talk about the news release that came on November 25th, talking about the FDA granting approval for the TLC 2000. This was a long time coming, and very nice to see that happen. I bet you're happy about that as well.
Ecstatic, absolutely. Well, it's working with regulators. It's you never really know what you're going to get. You always have to answer their questions, and if they have more questions, you have to wait patiently and diligently and answer those questions and hope that they don't have more questions. But I think with the FDA, they had some very straightforward questions. We were able to address those in a very expedient manner, and we ended up getting our approval. So now we have the TLC 2000 approved, and we can market that and sell that in all 50 states, and that's where we're ramping up our sales and marketing the team as we speak.
Now, Roger, what about the Canadian approval? Any update on that?
Well, we did speak to Health Canada, and Health Canada's feedback was they're still running their 45-day clock, and they're an additional 3 weeks on top of that. So they're running at about 60 to 66 days. We did answer their last set of questions on October 15th, which would mean that we'd be looking for an approval just before Christmas. If we don't make that 1 or 2 day cutoff, then they'd force it into the first week of January. But we're looking for an early Christmas present. We think that we'll get it done. But if not, it looks like we'll be done. We'll be able to start rocking this first week of January.
Let's segregate here, if you don't mind, between the cancer situation and the medical device situation. What are plans for 2016, let's say for the first 6 months, Roger?
Well, we have the FDA approval on the TLC 2000. We're looking to have the Health Canada approval in and around mid-December or the first week of January if we don't make the Christmas cutoff. So we're going to be able to execute on a direct sales and marketing plan in Canada and the U.S. So we'll be addressing somewhere in the order of about 360 million population, somewhere in around 1.3 to 1.5 million practitioners that are able to buy our device. So a very large, lucrative market for us. For the cancer division, we're on still tracking approvals into fourth quarter. So we're looking for feedback from the FDA on a pre-IND submission, or investigational new drug application that we did, in and around the first to mid of December. We're looking at feedback on the REB, which is the Review Ethics Board from Princess Margaret Cancer Center here in Toronto, one of the top five cancer institutes in the world. We'll be getting feedback from them in and around the first week of December. And we're looking at feedback or final approval from Health Canada in and around that same time period, around mid-December. So there looks like there's going to be a lot of Christmas presents this year.
A lot of news flow, it sounds like, will be coming out of Theralase. Obviously, the cancer division is of interest to us, but with the developments in the therapeutic division, I'm looking for the sales to help contribute to the income of the company that will help fund the continued cancer division. Do you have any sales projections or anything like that that you can share with us, Roger, for the TLC 2000?
Well, with the TLC 2000, again, until you have regulatory approvals, you're not allowed to sell or promote or market that device. So we really can't pound the bushes, so to speak, and find out what those sales projections could be. You know, now that we have the FDA, we can go out to the U.S. and we can start to accumulate that data. Once we have Health Canada approval in hand, now we can do that. So at this point, we really can't project sales, but you know, with our technology, the TLC 2000 will sell between $20,000 to $35,000. An average deal is around $25,000. You know, we're going to be able to sell quite a bit of this product. You know, I would see certainly some nice growth in revenue into 2016. At this point, we can't really put a number on it until we actually get that approval in hand. If, you know, something happens and Health Canada is delayed for whatever reason, again, that's going to affect our guidance.
Well, the million-dollar question is, what's Health Canada going to do? And realistically speaking, without a whole bunch of pie in the sky, extrapolations and predictions, et cetera, nobody really knows. You know, it's interesting how slowly the government moves. I want to say kind of one thing in summary, though, Roger, and that is, you know, when Doc and I first purchased stock in Theralase, the reason we did that wasn't necessarily for the medical device. It was for the cancer cure. We are holding tight for the cancer cure to happen because we have a feeling after Doc's due diligence that it probably will. That would be an absolutely huge, huge breakthrough.
Absolutely. And we've gone through a lot of testing, a lot of preclinical work, a lot of Petri dish work, a lot of animal work to get us to this stage. We're at the stage now that we're ready to show the world what this technology can do in a human application. With that full approval, FDA pre-IND, and then an IND with Health Canada, REB approval, we're going to be able to start enrolling patients come January 4th. From that, we're going to be able to show the safety, the tolerability, and the efficacy of this technology by third quarter 2016. At that point, we're going to show the world what this technology can do.
We believe it can do great things, but that is very definitely a forward-looking statement. Remember, this is not investment advice. Roger, many thanks, my friend.
Yeah, hey, Al, great chatting with you. Corey, thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Here we are to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. Corey and I are chatting with one of our favorite commentators, Abby Gilbert. Abby, did you have a good Thanksgiving, first of all?
Nice and relaxing, thank you.
There you go. Listen, you are the purveyor of a website that you're getting an awful lot of traffic. Your material is becoming more and more prolific, for lack of better terms, on the Internet. Gold Eagle is now carrying all of your reports. Kitco is carrying all of your reports. We certainly have you on as much as we have. And Gold Seek is carrying your material. Consequently, if you don't mind, let's start out a little bit with your technical analysis of what's going on with gold. The reason I'm curious is, as Corey mentioned off mic, the general mood at the Silver Summit for precious metals, specifically gold, was not what I would call bullish. What do you think, man?
The more bearish people get, the more I love it. That's what it comes down to. I'm looking for more and more bearishness, and I think we're coming very, very close to a potential bottom.
Abby, we talked about the two scenarios for, well, the conventional markets, but then also chatted about gold. And I believe you said that you did want gold to find a bottom sometime in the next little while. Do you think we're getting closer?
I think we could be very, very close. When we invalidated a potential bottom a little over 3 years ago, I put out a target of an ideal 98 on the GLD. Right now, we are just about within 3 points of that 98. We closed just over 101. So we are very, very close to my ideal long-term target. Look, I have to recognize that there could be an over-emotional reaction in the market that'll take us as low as 75. That is not my primary perspective right now. I am really questioning whether we're even going to break 1,000 on gold, because there are so many people that now expect it. Everybody has now turned bearish. Even the bulls have now turned bearish, and even the bulls are looking to buy below 1,000. And when you have that many people looking to sit down below 1,000 and wait for the market to come to them, to me, more often than not, it seems they'll be chasing the market once it bottoms above 1,000.
Man, it drops down to 75. Sure would be devastating for GLD and, in turn, gold. But I am with you, Abby. I think, you know, that would be almost an extreme case, isn't it?
That's what I put out. When I put it out 3 years ago, I said my extreme case is that we drop as low as 75, and that's going to be an over-emotional reaction that'll take us all the way down there. My ideal target for the last 3 years has been that 98 in the GLD, which is just over the 1,000 region on gold itself. So I'm really questioning whether or not we even break 1,000 on gold.
Given the situation in the world today, I am amazed that gold is at the low levels that it's at right now. You know, and I guess what I have learned, you got to learn from your past mistakes. And I guess what I have learned is purely and simply, there are other things to consider in a market such as either gold or silver, other than what a person believes are the true fundamentals. Because the true fundamentals in these markets really don't seem to make a whit of difference.
I've always been of the perspective, and I know I've taken a lot of heat for this, but I completely ignore the fundamentals.
Mm-hmm.
Because when somebody falls in love with a story, all they see is the story, and they often will ignore what price is saying in front of them. I ignore stories. I don't like stories. I like to see what price is telling me, and I let price do all the talking.
Well, I think that's a good way to take emotions out of it as well. If you just can focus on the charts, then you can, I think, be a bit more or a bit less subjective and be able to make some slightly clear-headed decisions, at least for short-term, mid-term trading. That being said, Avi, what about the U.S. dollar? Has the potential to close above the 100-point level on the index? It poked its head above that level a couple times this week. How significant is this in your eyes?
Well, if you remember, when we were down around 93, 94 on the Dixie, everybody was very, very bearish and looking for much lower. And I came on to you guys and I said, nah, I'm looking for the dollar to rally over 100 from here.
Mm-hmm.
And right now the Dixie is right at 100. And I'm looking for my minimum target coming up into this region was 101.50 on the Dixie. My reaching target is going to be about 104.35 on the Dixie. But the important thing about this region between 101.50 to 104.35 is that this is the target I set for myself back in 2011 when I called for a multi-year rally in the Dixie back when we were in the 70s. So, this is exactly where I'm looking for us to top, shall we say, and then go dormant for at least a year. I'm looking for at least a full year consolidation that's just going to take us sideways in the 90s on the Dixie once we hit this target.
So you're not putting much credence in folks who are saying we think the dollar is going to probably go dormant once it reaches a level of 109 or 110 on the index. You think that's a little bit rich, huh?
No, I think what we're going to do is we're going to go dormant for probably a year, could push out as long as a year and a half or 2 years, but I think it'll probably be a year-long dormancy where we're going to just consolidate in the 90s. From there, I think we're going up to, you know, at least I'm looking for at least the 105 region up to as high as the 110 or 111 region.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, then you're going to see a multi-year pullback in the dollar.
Well, so you do still see some strength in the dollar. I kind of agree with you, Avi, that the dollar will need some time to consolidate up here at this higher level. I don't know if it will last over a year, but I am on board with you at this consolidation level. What kind of impact do you think that has on some of the other trading aspects out there, such as, you know, back to the precious metals or even to oil?
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, most people have been completely wrong about the perspective of the dollar. If we look at the dollar has been acting pretty much in tandem with the equity market for the last number of years. And to me, I think it really presents quite similarly to the equity markets and my expectations over the next number of years in that it's not until probably between 2018 to around 2020 that I'm expecting a major top in the equity markets. And that's going to coincide with the major top I'm potentially seeing in the dollar. As for gold and silver, you know, I think the low we could be hitting very soon could be the final lows for the metals and the miners. And that being the case, I'm not really looking at the dollar per se as to what gold and silver are doing. I'm looking at what gold and silver are doing for what gold and silver are doing.
I'd like you to tell us, if you would, your rationale behind what's going to change to turn this gold market around, in your opinion.
Completing its downside pattern.
Okay. Boy, all the logical fundamentals of Big Al has been dealing with for probably the past 40 years really seem to be more or less going out the window. What I'm hearing from the scenario, Abby, that you're painting right now is that the world is probably going to stay the way it is right now, economically and very possibly socially, okay, and the United States, being the big kahuna, for lack of better terms, for the past 100 years or so, is going to maintain that position, and consequently, the strength of the dollar is going to remain stably strong. There's an interesting technical term, stably strong. Is that what you're saying?
I believe we're going to see a certain amount of stability over the next few years in the dollar. But at the same time, there are going to be a number of emerging markets that we're now tracking that we're going to be very interested in, whether or not the dollar, no matter what the dollar does.
Abby, before we run out of time, I really want to get your take on the conventional markets as well. We saw more or less of a sideways move this week, but about 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, we experienced about a 5% drop and then almost an immediate comeback. How does this play into your scenario outlook?
I'm going to be brutally honest with you. While we expected the drop down to 2020, if you remember, was our target, the manner in which we have moved up has clouded the near term for us. So for me, it's right now about 2102 in the SPX. If we're able to break out over 2102 in the SPX, I'm looking for us to head back to the prior all-time highs. But if we break below 2065 before that happens, and a lot of this will probably be decided early next week, then I'm looking to go back and retest 2020 and potentially even lower. So next week early is going to be a big determiner for me.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Listen, my hat's off to Corey. He did a great job on the segments that he recorded down at the Silver Summit in San Francisco. Great job. And Abby, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks, man.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
spend your life with extended.